A Hanukkah song with universal appeal. We are lights. I started out this post with what I assumed would be an easy-to-answer question. Why did Stephen Schwartz end up collaborating with someone named Steve Young for this song, writing the music but having Young write the lyrics? Schwartz is somewhat of a Broadway legend, having had at one point 3 hit Broadway shows running at once, Pippin, Godspell, and The Magic Show. In 2003, Schwartz wrote the music and lyrics for the musical Wicked, which just celebrated its 20th year on Broadway. Yes, 20. So there was no shortage of material about Schwartz, but I couldn't find anything about his writing this specific song. And I became somewhat obsessed with finding out who this Steve Young was. Well, I don't typically share my research process, such as it is, about these posts, this one seemed interesting enough to include here. First, I Googled Steve Young and came up with a Wikipedia entry about someone of that name who was very famous for something called the Outlaw Movement in country music. That didn't sound too promising. After a delightful email exchange with Young's son, Jubal Lee, Young died in 2016, we concluded that I had the wrong Steve Young. Jubal said that he was sure his dad wouldn't have been able to keep quiet about working with the creator of Wicked and therefore miss out on a chance to impress his granddaughter. But Jubal suggested another possibility, a Stephen W. Young, who sometimes calls himself Steve Young on his albums of inspirational music. So I tried reaching out to this Steve Young, but got no reply. I was about to give up, but decided to make one more attempt, this time putting something like, why did Stephen Schwartz have Steve Young write the lyrics to We Are Lights into good old Google? Bingo. There is indeed a Steve Young who's based in New York City and does all sorts of speaking and musical gigs, and his website says, We Are Lights is a song that Steve co-wrote with Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz, Wicked, Godspell, Pippin, etc., which was recorded by Kristen Chenoweth for her new 2021 holiday album, and she performed it in concert at New York's Metropolitan Opera House. So I reached out to this Steve Young to find out how this all came about, and he responded in less than 24 hours. It turns out that the story behind this song turns on a series of connections, as so many creative endeavors do. Young had written an animated Christmas special in the late 90s based on a children's book, Olive, the Other Reindeer, which included lyrics to several original songs. The video is available on YouTube, and some pretty heavy hitters were involved in it, in particular Matt Groening of The Simpsons fame, who is listed as executive producer, and Drew Barrymore, who voiced Olive. I'll let Young take up the story himself, quoting from his email. A friend I knew from the synagogue I belonged to at the time, Judith Cherman, is very plugged in to the New York choral music and concert scene, and she heard my lyrics and asked me, would you consider trying a lyric for a Hanukkah song? There are relatively few good Hanukkah songs out there. So I wrote the We Are Lights lyrics, and she was pleased enough by my effort to say, I'm going to work some connections and get these to Stephen Schwartz and see if he'd be interested in doing music for this piece. It all worked out. Stephen Schwartz liked the lyrics and wrote the music. We talked on the phone about a few details and met up once socially. The song premiered at the 2001 Lincoln Center tree lighting with Judith conducting the choir. Since then, it's popped up occasionally with a new recording or a bit of prominence, but it remains an outlier in my professional life since I'm mostly in comedy. But as a friend of mine once said, comedy writers are the most serious people. Isn't that a cool story? I love that line about the seriousness of comedy writers. One of the recordings on which the song popped up, as Young says, was a holiday CD titled Broadway's Greatest Gifts, Carols for the Cure, Volume 7, produced in 2005 and sung by the cast of Wicked. We are told that it's now become a holiday tradition to have new recordings of seasonal songs by the current casts and musicians of Broadway shows, with their participation in the CDs that raise funds for Broadway Cares/Equity Fights AIDS, called Broadway's Greatest Gifts, Carols for a Cure. The albums have a mix of the traditional and the theatrical, with some spectacular singing. And I give the link to the article. Here are the lyrics. We are lights, music composed by Stephen Schwartz, lyrics by Steve Young. A lamp that kept on burning, a miracle, they say, but the world has kept on turning. Are there miracles today? Every one who lights the candles has a bit of ancient spark. We are miracles lighting up the dark. We are lights, lights of memory, remembering times long gone. We are glowing, growing miracles. We are lights, we are lights. We are lights, shining on and on. A row of burning candles shines light upon your face, linking you and me and all of us to a far-off holy place. But the blazing of the candles is not the only light. Look at all of us shining here tonight. We are lights, lights of memory, remembering times long gone. We are glowing, growing miracles. We are lights. We are lights. We are lights shining on and on. We are lights, lights of memory, remembering times long gone. We are glowing, growing miracles. We are lights. We are lights. We are lights shining on. We are lights shining on. We are lights shining on and on. The words make a compelling case for seeing this ancient holiday in light of today's world. In fact, if you read the text carefully, you'll see that the candles of the past have been transformed into the people themselves in the present. But the blazing of the candles is not the only light. Look at all of us shining here tonight. The original story of Hanukkah is referred to, certainly, as something that should be remembered from times long gone, but no specific details are included. It was a miracle, they say, an ancient spark that occurred in a far-off holy place. I'm not going to reiterate the whole backstory of the holiday here, but if you're interested in the specific details about this event, you can read two earlier posts on this site that cover that ground. One is titled Menorah Mysteries, and the other is titled, Why Are Latkes, Fried Potato Pancakes, Especially Tied to Hanukkah? And those links are in the blog post itself. As I researched this song and looked up various performances on YouTube, I ran into this quotation that was used on screen during the introduction for one such video from the 20th century American rabbi and scholar Moshe Davis. A candle is a small thing, but one candle can light another. And see how its own light increases as a candle gives its flame to the other. You are such a light. And then I ran across this thought from a Jewish philanthropy website, which emphasizes an idea I hadn't considered before. It's not just the oil that's a miracle, but the menorah itself. Picture it being pulled from the rubble of the temple. On a pashat, that is, simple and direct level, we celebrate the flask of oil, which lit a menorah salvaged from destruction for 8 miraculous nights. Yet the power of Hanukkah runs deeper as we honor the MacBee family and their crew who drew inordinate tapas energy to protect their Jewish practices and freedom from the merciless grip of religious persecution. And that's from an article titled, Igniting a Flame for Practice During the Pandemic. Such a great image. We're always having to pull treasures out of the mess and keep on lighting the candles. As I write this post in October 2023, the world looks very dark, but then it always does. Russell Moore, a Christian theologian and writer, had this to say just a few days ago. Every era is filled with peril. There's a good reason one of the most quoted lines from all of Frederick Bohmer's writing is still this. Here is the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen. Don't be afraid. And this is from an article entitled, More to the Point, How to Get Through 2024. There have been several choral arrangements of this song, with a particularly lovely version by Ryan Nowlan. Excuse me, that would be Major Ryan J. Nowlan, staff arranger and composer with the President's Own Marine Band. Here I was about to wrap up this post with a few lines about the arranger, and I found out more than I had bargained for. Since I'm already well over my self-imposed word limit, I'll just link to an article about him and then post an interview video that I stumbled across in which he discusses a piece he wrote in commemoration of the 20th anniversary of 9/11, using a text that's in some ways very similar to that of We Are Lights. But first, here's Nowlan's arrangement, recorded by the official sheet music distributor, Hal Leonard. My preference for these posted videos is always to use a live performance, but there wasn't anything satisfactory on YouTube that I could see. Nowlan's arrangement is notable for its, quote, expanded and elegant piano accompaniment, according to the publisher, and has the added benefit of requiring no soloist. And then I post that video. And then here's the performance from that 2005 Broadway Carols for the Cure album. And I post that video. And because I'm a committed Chenoweth championer, here's that performance noted on Young's website. And I have a video of the great Kristen singing the song. Here's the interview with Major Nowlan about his 9/11 piece. And then I have that interview. And here's the piece itself. And here are the lyrics. I think you'll be able to see how similar the ideas are to We Are Lights. It's inspired by the poem There Are Stars by Hannah Senesh, a translation by Bruce L. Rubin, and the video was recorded at Washington National Cathedral. There are stars whose light reaches the earth only after they themselves are no more. There are people whose radiant memory shines in the world even after they themselves have left it. These lights which shine in the darkest night, these illumine the path for us all. And if you would rather read about Major Nowlan, the article that I mentioned earlier is entitled These Lights Which Shine, a 9/11 20th Anniversary Tribute, and I include the link in my post. Notes to this post include something about the man mentioned way back at the beginning of this post, Jubal Lee, Steve Young's son. And I say, I can't resist pointing out that Jubal is a name from the Jewish Bible, the book of Genesis. He was the first musician, the inventor of the harp and flute. And that's from Genesis 4:21, the Living Bible. And if you add the Lee, you get something that sounds very much like Jubilee. yet another concept from the Hebrew Bible, every 50th year, as counted from the year of the Exodus, in which all debts were to be canceled, all land returned to its original owner, and all slaves freed. And then note number two is from that Jewish philanthropy website article, which says, tapas is a concept in yoga that points to the inner flame in each of us, which inspires dedication to our practices, the discipline that fires us to pursue our goals and dreams, regardless of the obstacles we face. And then at the very end of this very long post, I include the video, All of the Other Reindeer. It is truly charming. And so if you have any time left to watch videos after all of the others on this post, I would suggest you at least give this one a try. Again, if you want to watch these videos, if you want to be able to follow the clickable links to the other articles I quote, go to debbiesimons.com. That's DEBISIMONS.com, and search for We Are Lights. If you are not listening to this audio through the audio bar that's included in the post itself.